For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek. The University of Missouri-Columbia named its new chancellor Thursday. Christopher Husted reports Texas A&M University's outgoing president will take the reins at MU.
R. Bowen Lofton, who announced in July he was stepping down as Texas A&M's president, will now take over as chancellor for MU on February 1, 2014. Before becoming president of Texas A&M in 2010, the 64-year-old Texas native served as a professor of engineering and held leadership roles at Dominion University and University of Houston. Lofton says he's impressed with MU's success and hopes to continue improving the university by building from its strengths.
Change is normally something which, while people fear it, is a good thing. But it must be done carefully in ways that does not detract from what's already really good about the institution.
Lofton says he plans on staying at least 5 years in the position. Some of his goals include attracting strong faculty members, collaborating among the University of Missouri system campuses, and building university relationships internationally. UM System President Tim Wolf says Lofton was the best choice for the job because of his background at a university similar to MU.
We were looking for somebody that really had a deep understanding and a personal appreciation of a public land-grant institution and the mission and the responsibility it plays in the state, national, and on the global stage.
Wolf also says Lofton has a personality that fits well for Missouri. Indeed, Lofton is known for his popularity among students, his signature collection of bow ties, and his large social media presence. His current handle on Twitter is AggiePrez, but he says that's obviously going to change.
I picked up about 400 followers last night, most of them Mizzou people. And I've had a lot of suggestions coming already about which handle I should use. So we're going to talk it through and figure out the best one.
Lofton is the 22nd chancellor of MU. He is succeeding Brady Deaton, who retired from the chancellor position November 15th. I'm Christopher Husted.
Two Missouri House committees have passed the Senate version of the Boeing incentives bill, which now heads to the full House for floor debate. Marshall Griffin tells us that much of Thursday's discussion focused on a handful of amendments the Senate added to the bill.
The amendments include one that requires Boeing to report each year on its efforts to hire women and minorities, and another that would require the 777X project to be profitable in 10 years. House member Ann Zare, who's handling the Senate bill, says she thinks the additional language makes it better.
These changes did not affect the fiscal note in any way, but I think they're good changes in that they provide a little more transparency.
The Boeing bill also quickly passed the House Rules Committee, which took up the bill and voted on it without discussion. If passed, Missouri's bid would offer $150 million in tax breaks per year to Boeing to build the 777X passenger jet near Lambert St. Louis Airport. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The House is expected to vote today on the legislation. Columbia Public Schools is focusing on improving class attendance rates to meet the required state goal. Representatives from Columbia Public Schools presented their plan on how to combat truancy to the Mayor's Task Force on Community Violence Wednesday night. Hickman High School Assistant Principal Eric Johnson said one strategy they use to keep kids in school is restorative practices instead of suspension.
We do understand that school is a safe haven for students, and the more that we can keep them in school, the less likely our students will be involved in anything in the community because we know they're here at school with us.
Johnson said truancy impacts violence in the community, but there's not always a direct link. Transportation and mobility are also big factors in attendance rates. Construction continues around the newly opened Short Street parking garage in Columbia, and one business owner says it's hurting her bottom line. KBIA's Chris Goffner reports.
Courtney Hawk owns the Mudroom, a pottery studio across from the Short Street garage. She says the construction in and around the garage on East Walnut Street has made it difficult for customers to access her business.
People couldn't make it in. Customers complained about how difficult it was to get here.
Columbia Parking Supervisor Tanner Morrell says the city is supposed to inform businesses around a construction site.
They have to go around to a certain percentage of the businesses, and they have to let them know their intentions and what their timeline is.
But Hawk says the city did not reach out to her about the construction, which she says has hurt business. A hotel being built next to the garage is expected to open this spring. City officials were unable to say whether construction will continue around Walnut Street after the opening. Chris Goffner, KBIA News.
MFA Oil announced Tuesday it has been approved to purchase property in Moberly. The site was supposed to be for the Mamtech facility. KBIA's Leanne Denyer has this report.
MFA officials wouldn't say how much the company will pay for the 33-acre property, but a bankruptcy court has approved the sale. MFA spokesperson Tom May says there will need to be substantial financial investment into the site before it's up and running.
right now is just a shell of a building and a canopy and some land. So it's going to take a pretty substantial amount of investment to get the property to where it needs to be.
The focus will first be on building the facility off of Highway 63. Then MFA will decide which operations will be housed there. May says there are several possibilities, including relocating current sales support operations or starting new business projects. The sale is expected to generate new jobs and fuel the Moberly economy.
We've got a good relationship there already established, and they've been very supportive of us moving forward and acquiring this property. And so I think it'll be really good for MFA Oil as well as the citizens of Moberly.
Corey Mahaffey is the president of Moberly Area Economic Development. He says the city is looking forward to assisting MFA in preparing the facility for use after the previous trouble the city had with the space.
There are ongoing legal scenarios surrounding the former Mantech project, and the city is working with their attorneys to rectify those things and doing what's best for the citizens of Moberly.
Mamtech CEO Bruce Cole is still awaiting his trial for fraud and forgery charges related to his handling of the company. Mamtech was funded by $39 million in municipal bonds and collapsed when the company stopped paying the bonds in August 2011. Mahaffey says he is looking forward to moving past the ordeal and starting fresh with MFA. A final closing date on the sale has not been set, but should come sometime in the next month. Leanne Denyer, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.